This is episode 1049. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. That's the part that's often lost in the shuffle of day-to-day life with distractions, drama, stress, overwhelm. What you're doing for yourself right now, whether you're seated, getting ready to meditate, or whether you're simply listening to today's technique, this all matters. Whatever level you're at makes a difference. We all start somewhere on our slow down journey, and it can take a little while to begin to experience how stillness feels within you before you actually start to sit down and close your eyes and meditate. So, if you're still on that journey to slowing down, or you're already there and you meditate daily, good for you. These techniques will help you to keep your meditation ritual dynamic, and the techniques can be used as you go throughout your day. So make sure to take them on the road with you. Well, in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a technique that is going to help you to set boundaries. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day on this podcast, and I customize each technique around the weekly theme. So for this week, we're exploring self-love, self-care, self-respect. A very important topic that we can all use a little dose of every now and then. So the technique for today is a technique where you have the option to use a chakra. Now, don't be afraid of that word if you're not really sure what a chakra is. How chakras evolved is the ancient yogis thought that if we have a spine and bones to support our physical body and organs to help us carry out the various functions of our body, we must have something within us that helps us to manage and monitor our emotions and how certain memories stay with us and influence our emotions and how we're triggered and how these emotions settle and influence our physical health. I think we're already to the point where we realize that there is a mind-body connection. Science is revealing to us these days on a regular basis how our mind-body connection works. And so, although you can't really see a chakra, you know you have emotions. You can't really see it, but you can feel it. So for today's meditation, I'm going to have you focus on what is referred to as your first chakra. Most people agree there are seven chakras representing seven of the big, strong, major emotions in your life that we all experience because we're human. So these emotions represent each chakra. And the first chakra represents you feeling grounded and feeling rooted and not worrying so much what others think about you, because you feel very strong within yourself. And with that, I want to mention that this week we're also following along with an article written by a psychologist who has been developing a prescription for self-love. And this is Dr. Deborah Koshaba. She wrote a 7-step prescription for self-love. Self-love is an action, not a state of feeling good. So you may think that as you're seated, getting ready to meditate, that you're not doing anything at all. But in fact, meditation is incredibly dynamic. Meditation takes a lot of energy and focus. And so it's an action. You are taking an action for yourself as you sit down to meditate. And one of the best ways to help yourself cultivate this feeling of self-love that doesn't always come naturally. It's a habit, a skill you practice, your confidence. It's there, but you practice it and get better at it and cultivate that. And so when you think about yourself, Dr. Koshaba says it's important to set boundaries. You'll love yourself more, she says, when you set limits or say no to work, love, or activities that deplete or harm you physically, emotionally, or spiritually, or express poorly who you are. So think about that. So sometimes what we do or focus on isn't really harming us, but is it depleting your energy? Maybe this is a boundary you want to set for yourself. And protecting yourself by not allowing yourself to cross that boundary, whatever it may be. It may be how you care for your health, or how you allow someone to treat you, or how much you're willing to do on a project at work, setting boundaries on your time so you can balance your life and work. So think about what you're maybe struggling with in regard to self-love. And the more you take action, the key is action, to set boundaries, the more you're going to notice that you are worth it and the better you get at it. So I want to just share with you, I have been working out with a personal trainer, and if you've been listening for a while, you may know that I had a car accident last year and my back was injured. And so all year long, I've been trying to get my back in a state where it doesn't hurt and heal the injuries. So I am feeling a little better, although I need to strengthen my back. So I am working out with a personal trainer. And this trainer, who I really enjoy and is a great trainer, she was having me do squats. And I was squatting and I had done a certain number, and then I was pretty tired. And she said, do two more. So I did two more. And then she says, no, do two more. And I could tell that I was really fatigued and that my form was starting to suffer, and I could feel my back starting to pull. And I just stopped and I said, no, I'm done. And she was looking at me like, no, you can do two more. Be strong. And I thought to myself, the way I can be strong in this situation is to draw the line and say, no, I'm not going to do any more because I don't want to injure my back. I can tell that I've actually overdone it and I need to stop. And so I just stopped and said, no, I always want to only go to the point where I still feel really good, where my form is great while I'm still doing a workout. If I ever start to lose my form and feel very fatigued, I want to stop. And so she just kind of looked at me, and I got the feeling that that's not how she worked out. She may have thought that her role as a trainer was to push people a little more, but she really respected that. And I felt pretty good drawing the line. And I think you can relate to this. All the times where if somebody says, oh, could you just do this for me? But you're already at your wit's end. And no, you really can't do one more thing, because if you do, that kind of pushes you over the edge. So respect your boundaries. And this is what you do every single time you sit down to meditate. I always encourage you, in every single episode, I say this because it's that important. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little further. Always end your meditation on a high note. So that's what I want you to do today as you meditate. Now, as you sit down to meditate, I want you to feel grounded and rooted. And to do this, you could visualize your first chakra, which is right at the base of your spine. It has to do with your legs, your feet, how you ground yourself on the earth, how you sit on the earth, how you stand on the earth. And visualize yourself with roots extending into the ground, strong and firm in yourself. Making sure to open up to challenges you may be experiencing and practice visualizing yourself strongly grounded and rooted. So this is your meditation technique today. And if you'd like a little more, maybe you want to be guided in a full meditation. Well, I do that at a membership site I have called Slow Down Nation. And every day, just like I do on the podcast, I share a full guided meditation that's half an hour. But you can break off at the 15-minute point or the 5-minute point, whatever you have time for. And I would love for you, if you want a little more, to try it out. I'll gift it to you free for 2 weeks. You can see what you think, and this will really help you grow in your meditation ritual. And you get access to over 1,000 meditations, as well as a guide with all the techniques I share with you listed there. And you also get a journal, and that way you can go a little deeper. Each day I have a focus for you. You can write about it or just carry the focus with you throughout your day. You get a private Facebook group too. So I've got you all set up there. And again, you can explore that more for free if you want for 2 weeks at my website. You can find it. It's at sipandom.com. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.